I'm an advocate for responsible stewardship. It's important that we as humans acknowledge the choices we make in our everyday lives impact wildlife, often in negative ways. When I have the opportunity, I will bring to your attention opportunities that make small changes in your lifestyle that will benefit wildlife. Today, that means hunting with non-toxic ammunition. The toxic heavy metal lead is a major component in most bullets, shotgun slugs, and shells. Once in the environment, lead is ingested by birds. Bald eagles may feed on a deer carcass with bullet fragments, or an eagle or loon might ingest a fish with a lead jig hook in it, or an upland bird might pick up a lead BB off the ground, thinking it will serve well as a piece of gizzard grit. Even a small amount of lead, once it gets into the bloodstream of birds, has toxic effects on the nervous system and ultimately results in death. Once I realized the impacts of lead on Wisconsin birds, I made the conscious decision to move away from lead to non-toxic ammunition. In recent years, there's been an effort to get the word out about the negative impacts of lead bullets in deer hunting. Lead, because of its weight and metallic property, really makes a great bullet. Unfortunately, when the bullet strikes the deer, small fragments of it soften to a liquid state and scatter in the meat and guts before re-solidifying. Hunters may clean the wound channel and remove the remainder of the bullet, but without an x-ray machine, they can't get every last bit of lead out. This means anyone that eats meat from that part of the deer could be ingesting lead. The impacts of using lead bullets extend beyond human health and safety. These lead fragments that scatter throughout the deer can be found in almost any soft tissue. Studies on bullet fragmentation have found lead in gut piles, for example. A 2006 study published in the Wildlife Society Bulletin examined 15 gut piles and found lead fragments in 13 of them. Fragment counts ranged from just 2 up to 350. These gut piles are left in the woods and fields of Wisconsin and are eventually consumed by birds and animals who will eventually suffer from the buildup of the toxic metal. That is part of why every winter wildlife rehabilitators like Wildlife Instincts take in so many eagles with lead poisoning every winter. 5 years ago, California passed a law requiring all hunters to use non-lead ammunition. This law will officially be fully implemented on July 1st, 2019. The California condor, golden and bald eagles, among other meat-eating birds, were suffering from lead poisoning after feeding on animal parts containing bullet fragments. Who knows if other states will eventually follow suit? My decision to change from lead to copper was personal and voluntary, and followed a very convincing demonstration I participated in that showed copper bullets were superior to lead. I did a lot of research and found not only did copper have better ballistics, but the fragments would not lace the meat with dangerous, toxic, heavy metals. The first black bear I ever harvested was shot with a 100% copper bullet, as has every deer since. Today, my boys and I all use solid copper bullets for big game hunting. In fact, my boys have learned so much about the dangers of ingesting lead and the hazards to wildlife, they think it's strange that anyone would purposely put lead into the environment, much less into their own food. Lead poisoning in water birds, predatory birds, and scavengers is still common in Wisconsin, even though lead shot for waterfowl hunting was banned in 1991. 15 species of Wisconsin birds have been documented as dying from lead poisoning, including trumpeter swans, bald eagles, and loons, even woodcock. This time of year when upland game hunting is routine to find dying or dead rough grouse and woodcock that have either ingested a lead BB or have a pellet somewhere in their body that's slowly poisoning them. Lead poisoning is 100% human-induced and 100% preventable. But because lead is readily available and cheap, it will take a major change in the law and the hunting culture for these unnecessary bird deaths to end. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.